Hello, Sean here from Smile Teachers, and I'm here for the Self-Love Podcast, a reminder for all of you to practice self-love and to give back to yourself, because at the end of the day, you need to fill your cup, you need to look after yourself, and you need to be in a position of overflow where you can be happy and live well. Now, today's topic's a really important one, and it's a topic that came up for me just last week. We're working closely with a small school in far north Queensland. There's just me and the one principal. He's also a teacher, and together it's up to us to make our school run smoothly and to give the children the very best and possible opportunities possible with the limited resources and the limited team that we have. Now, this is something that I'm sure a lot of teachers are familiar with. Often when we're stressed or anxious or tired, we tend to get a little bit frustrated. We get depleted, we start to bring out some of our least favorable characteristics. And really what that is, it's our ego becoming more present, okay? And often there's a principal who also has an ego. Now we both have an ego, we're both tired, we're both depleted, we're both drained, and all of a sudden there starts to become a little bit of friction or resistance between the two different people. Now, in my first 5 to 6 years of teaching, without my real maturity or the awareness to understand what was happening, especially when it came to being tired and burnt out, I was very often in conflict. I was resisting, I was bouncing off, I was not agreeing with, I was going into fight and flight rather than coming in and meeting in the middle and coming up with a solution. So today's topic is about how do you create a better relationship with somebody, whether it be a colleague, a family member, a student, when both of you are really in a fight or flight response, a response that's probably not going to bring out your most favorable characteristics, a response where if you let yourself be in that reactive state, that negative stress mindset, it's going to cause both of you a lot of pain. But there is a quick little strategy or two that you can use to really move away from being in that negative headspace where it's really driving fear, self-doubt, stress, worry, and it depletes you really quickly and can leave you very tired in a hurry. Now, the article today that I wrote about these mindsets summarizes three remedies that I suggest. Okay, and the first remedy that is really important for any educator or anybody in life, and it's something that I learned back in March this year, and it's been around for a long time, but what it really comes down to is, can you really connect with yourself and with the other person? And can you allow yourself to surrender? So being anxious, being stressed, being in that fear-based response, it's only natural. And the more we try and fight it, okay, and tell ourselves that we shouldn't be in that state, the more it manifests, okay? And the more we focus on being stressed and anxious, the more that manifests. And you really need to have the self-awareness to stop and to allow yourself to feel the feelings. Now, when there's two people involved, it's really important that both of you acknowledge how you're feeling and that each of you have an opportunity to speak about how you're feeling in that scenario. Now, most teachers, I'm speaking for the ones that I've worked with, really have a strange relationship with the principal a lot of the time. They are quite hesitant to reveal any weakness or vulnerability with their principal. But then conversely, I have met with a lot of principals, and those principals say that the teachers don't feel comfortable coming to talk to them. So there's a real gap when we've got principals that are prepared to listen, they're prepared to help, they're prepared to put their teachers first and to go into bat for their teachers. But then there's teachers who are afraid or scared or hesitant to go and talk to the principal due to fear of judgment or fear of criticism or the old, not thinking that you're capable of doing your job. But that's what a principal's there for. A principal's there to support you. And obviously, there is, sometimes cases where the principal may be ego-driven and may be on a power trip and may not be the most welcoming person. And that is unfortunate. But more often than not, and in my experience working with a number of different schools all over Australia, the principals are willing to do whatever it takes to support their teachers. But the teachers have to step up and be prepared to communicate with the principal. And now I share this because In these moments of stress and frustration, when there's two of you involved, and in this case, there was me and my principal. He was stressed and tired and burnt out, and he needed a rest. I was stressed and tired and burnt out, and I needed a rest. If we stayed in that state, we're going to keep reacting to each other. The smallest little things, we're going to react. And we're going to be based around fear and power struggle and all these negative things that are going to create a really negative cycle of a fight or flight trigger response where we're basically just surviving. And that's really, really important because if you're around students in that mindset, it's going to have a really negative impact on your relationship with those students because your negativity and reactivity is going to end up affecting your classroom environment. Now, it was really important, and I'm really grateful that myself and my principal could sit down and honestly reflect with each other about how each other was feeling and how our actions and reactions was affecting our environment. Now, we sat down, we had a chat, we shared, we listened, we connected, and ultimately we came up with a really simple solution, and that was to create space. And that's another one of the remedies that is so important for you. When you really need to reflect, reset, or refresh, you need to create space. You can't stay in that frenzy of constantly doing things, on constantly being busy. You need to take that day off, whether it be a mental health day or a sick day, or just taking a day's leave without pay, switch off everything, and take the time to connect with yourself. Because failure to do that will lead to a really, really sudden, okay, bout of burnout or anxiety or mental illness without you even realizing. But if you continue on that path of resistance, of tension, of reactivity, of stress, okay, you're going to end up broken down on the side of the road with nowhere to really go. And you will be forced to take time off. I know this because I've been there. And I know there's many teachers that have experienced the same thing. And they'll say to you as well, give yourself time, give yourself space, and allow yourself to surrender to how you're feeling. You don't have to always put on the mask. You don't have to be there every single day and show up every single day if you're not okay. Okay, if you're not okay, it's okay. There's people there to support you. There's Lifeline, there's Headspace, there's Beyond Blue, there's us, Smile Teachers. I'd love you to reach out. Okay, we're not qualified psychologists or professionals in that field, but we can give you strategies and solutions to help. Now, the first remedy, okay, was to allow and surrender. The second remedy is to create space. So what we did was we agreed, we came to an agreement. My principal would take a day's leave and not do any work and not touch anything and allow himself to recharge and get out in nature, which we're going to get to. And then we'd swap over and the following day, I would have the day off. He would teach the class. I would have a chance to reset and refresh and reflect. And it was marvelous. Okay, because the third remedy and the most important thing when you're feeling all the feelings, when you're feeling heavy, when you're feeling flat, when you're frustrated, when you're feeling lost, when you're stagnant, get out in nature. Okay, the third remedy is to get out in nature and to nurture. And what that means is leave the phone at home, forget about the Instagram posts and forget about the stories, leave Snapchat alone, go and be in nature by yourself. Get in the ocean. It's full of positivity. It's the strongest force on earth, okay? Get out in the sun. Let that vitamin D soak into your body and fill your cup up, okay? But please take time to sit and be still out in nature. Try and do this for hours or a day. I had the most wonderful day out on the water here in Hayman Island where I saw whales and I snorkeled and I was fishing and I just didn't want to get out of the water. And that was Friday. And now today on Sunday, I am beaming with energy. Okay, it's 7 o'clock in the afternoon. I've been doing stuff all day and I feel so energetic and vibrationally high where I've just got so much energy and power to give. But on Friday, if I had have stayed in that state of reactivity and stress and anxiety, I would have been drained and really uninspired and really struggled to go to work tomorrow morning on Monday. So teachers, please take this advice. Get out of that reactive cycle with whoever it is, whether it's your spouse, a child, a student, a teacher's aide, or a principal. Have the courage to step up and say, hey, we need to have a chat. Let's come up with a solution together. Then allow yourself to surrender, okay? Just sit with that feeling, sit with these emotions, and let them pass. Don't fight them. Number two, create that space. Give yourself space to allow and surrender. and be on your own and create that time. And thirdly, get out in nature. Get amongst it. Our country is beautiful here in Australia or anywhere else in the world. Doesn't have to be difficult. Get out in nature and enjoy it. Let it fill your cup. Let it do the hard work. Okay? And I guarantee you, you'll be feeling great in no time. This is a really simple strategy of self-love and self-care. Okay? Use the three remedies to reduce the resistance, to reduce the burnout, and to promote more positivity and wellness in your life. I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and a wonderful year. You are beautiful. I love you. And we are grateful that you've tuned in to this podcast. Thank you.